Joanne McNamara, Sharon Springs, New York, was just listening to the roundtable, and the guest for this morning said that stop eating meat would be one of the best things that people could do. I really wish that there was a differentiation between industrial-raised meat and locally grown organic meat. You don't have to stop eating meat. Buy it from your local organic farmer. Also, read the book, How Cows Save the Planet.
Paul Stewart from Albany, New York. I'm calling to comment on David Nightingale's wonderful commentary regarding Sojourner Truth. He made a note in his remarks that said that the story of Sojourner Truth's effort to get her son back from enslavement and her filing a lawsuit at the Kingston Courthouse was something that should be written on as an essay in its own right. And in fact, an Albany area playwright, Rashid Hamza, had in fact done a story about Sojourner Truth's crusade to get her son back, titled I'll Have My Son Back. It's a wonderful writing and an excellent exposition of the story, and it's something that everybody should look for and get a copy of.
Hi, this is Paul Neiman in Canaan, New York, and I would like to thank WAMC for their program on North Korea and the U.S., in which Stephen Lebo and Christopher Clary were discussing the situation between North Korea and the U.S., and I appreciate the commentary because this provided more in-depth information than any other program that I've heard thus far on the normal news sources without going to Foreign Affairs or other magazines such as that. I appreciate this very much. Thank you, WAMC.
Carrie Hannigan calling from Newburgh, New York. I was calling about a commentary about Oliver Cromwell and his place in history, and I was kind of amazed that such little comment was made, or no comment was made, about the fact that he was responsible for 50,000 persons being sent into exile and servitude, 200,000 civilian deaths in Ireland, and that basically he is remembered in Ireland for locking Catholics in their churches and burning them alive. Balance in reporting should speak to some of the atrocities that he was responsible for. Thanks so much.
This is Steve from Schenectady. What is the discussion about the 35% corporate tax rate versus the effective tax rate? Like, they don't pay that amount. So what do they really pay? And what does that really mean on this tax cut going from 35 down to 15? The other thing is that on the tax cuts, is this another scheme of supply-side economics as discussed by Ronald Reagan that didn't work?
Kaylee in Schuylerville. I have just heard the program between Malcolm Nance and Alan Chartok. My God, what a program. I feel as if I'd be getting a high level of knowledge from what I've heard. I've never heard a program like this. Thank you so much.